Baseline Valley, I believe they called it when I joined it. It was a union church. There were days that any denomination could come and hold a meeting. So it was a Baptist preacher holding a meeting there from Marvin. His name was Sims. That's when I was converted, my wife, my first wife, and myself both joined the church right there.
Yeah, I hear you, okay. So you joined the church at Marvel?
No, I didn't join. I moved my membership to Marvel when I moved down there.
I see.
I've lived in Marvel four times. Then I lived in Stuttgart.
How long did you live in Stuttgart?
1 year.
You told me you went down to Texas for about 10 weeks one time.
Yeah. That is there.
Tell me about that, can you?
That's the first of, went down there in February in 28. And I came back down here, and that's when I told you I made that trip to Forest City to see if I could get a job up in Mariana. I came on back down here, and I had a friend living out there in West Hall. And there was a contractor, had a lumber shed, and was building a lot of stuff, and I had worked for him before. And I went to him and asked him if he had some work out for me. He said, yeah, we'll get you on. We'll give you something to do if you come on. I said, well, as soon as I can go get my tools, I'll be on. And that'll be in the morning if I can get somebody to go out to Marvel and pick them up. I had left them in Marvel. And that friend of mine took me out there that night and got my tools and come on back. And I went to work the next morning. Then I called my wife and told her I had a job and I had gone to work. I'd come and get her and the kids just as quick as I possibly could. And you know, the next night when I got off from work, she was sitting up at her niece's house. Her and the kids were done come in town, and that's where they were. We stayed there two or three days and nights with her niece and her husband. And she got some rooms. She was just lucky to get that an apartment from an old lady right close there. And we moved in there. It was a furnished apartment. She had stored our stuff in Stuttgart and come home while I was in Texas. Because I wasn't making enough money to send her enough money to live on. She came on home, stayed there till I got back. When I got back, I broke. But it cost me all I had in my pocket to get home. So I had to go to work. Wasn't no getting out of that. Things were different then to what it is now.
How's that?
Well, in those days, you could do a lot with $5 or $10 bill. Now you can't do anything with it. Don't go anywhere. Everything's too high. You see what I'm talking about? We bought a place out there, my first wife and myself. We bought one in 29.
Where's that?
In West Holland. Bought a house. And moved in it in August in 29.